The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
The previous episode was titled, How to Declutter with Your Partner, Part 1. Prepare with these tips. Well, in this episode, we share the five basic phases that we found we went through while we were actually sorting through and dealing with all the stuff, all the clutter. So we hope these ideas are helpful for you. Welcome to the podcast where it's all about living your love story and making your life a story where love wins. My name is Sienna.
And my name is Toast. We're married and we've been partners in life, love, and music since 2001, over 20 years. On this show, we share our life as an Asian American lesbian couple.
Some of our favorite topics are positive spirituality, holistic health, sometimes cats,
lesbian alert,
and other things we hope are entertaining, uplifting, and helpful for living your love story.
So here we go. Welcome to our home studio in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome in to part two. If you didn't catch part one, that's our immediately prior episode about how to declutter with your partner. And in part one, we covered a bunch of tips just to help prepare so that when you engage with these five phases that we will cover in this episode, it will go as well as possible.
Yes.
So you might want to check out part one first.
And just, all right.
And just so you know, these episodes were inspired by a very recent decluttering project.
Oh, my gosh.
That
my gosh.
We engaged in. So, okay.
We decluttered a lot. There's still more to go, but we did some. We covered a lot of ground.
And it felt good.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, it totally did. So the five phases, according to us, of decluttering,
Phase one, real life declutterers. Okay,
yes.
Here we go.
Phase one.
Phase one of five.
Prep your spaces.
Whoa, that was such a dramatic pause.
Okay. Because, yeah, this
we
can
call, can we call these buckets?
We can call them buckets. It can be a, but it's a figurative bucket. Unless
right.
You have a really giant bucket. Or boxes. Or a trash bag.
Or just
a space on the floor.
Okay, so right. What? How many buckets do we need here?
You're going to need four.
Okay.
You're going to need four. So the first bucket is going to be your donate bucket.
What items will you and are you able to donate?
Things that are an easy yes. Just
look at this
just
jacket.
Donate this.
Look at this jacket that you haven't worn in 4 years.
Right. Yeah. Right. The next bucket is going to be. Throw what you're going to throw away.
Yeah.
You can't donate it anymore.
Yeah.
It's something that's broken. You can't recycle it. I just got to throw it out.
Very sad, but
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And those are easy decisions, right? It's like, okay, I got to throw this out. Just throw it away.
We wish you many easy decisions in this process.
And then number three.
The third bucket.
Is what you're going to keep.
And some of those you just put back on the hanger.
Right.
And you put it back in your closet.
But some of the things you don't have a space, a true space for yet. And that's going to go in the keep bucket.
Okay.
Or on the floor, wherever you've designated.
And we'll deal with that space that you need for it later as
we
continue on here with the phases.
Then the last bucket. This is probably, I would say, the most important bucket, which is the unsure bucket. This is going to be where you put all the things that you are not sure of. Whether
will you keep it?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I should keep it because of this. Oh, but
just
you know,
in
and
case.
You're all worried and like it's just creating drama and sucking a lot of your energy. And it's becoming an emotional load to decide if you're keeping that ceramic turtle.
Okay, so for those, you're just going to put into the unsure.
Yeah.
And don't worry.
You're going to deal with
it. You will deal with it later in a later phase, okay?
But you are going through, and this helps to sweep through the room, whatever you're organizing, the closet, whatever it is, and have places to put things.
Okay, so we're still in phase one here.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have your buckets,
yes.
Whether they're boxes are just a space on the floor. You just need some designated way to separate these four different things. Things you donate, things you're going to throw away, things you're going to keep, and the fourth, things you're not sure about yet.
Yeah.
Okay. So still in phase one, you have those buckets. You're going to start, do a quick start, a broad, superficial coverage of going through and covering as much ground as you can.
A broad sweep. So you start. You're going to start decluttering. Okay. You have these boxes, but you're just doing one easy sweep.
Okay.
And this will help that emotional, the feeling of emotional overwhelm that we spoke about in the last podcast.
Because you're going to feel the momentum of, look, yes, I'm covering all this ground. Look, these, yes, things got sorted.
You're
going
to feel good.
And in phase one, you're going to naturally just start getting more wise to the supplies that you will need for organizing,
yes,
things that you're gonna need to keep.
Which takes us now to phase two.
Okay. Here we go. Phase two.
Okay, phase two. So just as Toast mentioned, phase one, you'll get a little bit of an idea of what you need in this space. Phase two is when you actually make those decisions. So for instance, here's an example. I was cleaning out my closet and I realized I have this narrow space here that I had one box on the ground, which I had stuff in. I'm like, I am not utilizing this space well. I have this whole tall area and I'm throwing stuff in a box on the floor. So I'm only using like 1/5 of the area. So I realized I need a very specific shelf for this area. It has to be this wide. It has to be this tall. And I knew that. So phase two is assessing those particular needs, whether it's you need something for your shoes, a shoe organizer, you need a file organizer for your desk, whatever it might be. Don't try to be a hero and go without, because we need these things to maximize and become more efficient. Mm-hmm. So phase two is assessing those needs and actually spending time, whether it's on Amazon, wherever you like to shop, whatever it is, to order
the Dollar Tree,
to order those things. So don't just know what it, or just order it. And if it's something, if some of your items are more pricey, then put it on a list. Maybe it's on your phone, your notes on your phone, for something to work towards purchasing at a later date. But all those other smaller things, get these tools.
I'm going to need, you know what I'm going to need for my office?
I already put
like
it in the cart.
Stacking files. Stuff.
I put it in the cart.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I need to look.
Yeah, I found the orientation that you need.
Okay.
But anyways, so that's what phase two is about. So it's assessing your needs for organizational tools and products, ordering them, and then when they arrive, start using them for however you intend. So for myself, with that narrow five shelf unit, that was for sweaters. So now phase two would also include putting the sweaters on that shelf.
Okay.
And now I'm no longer just on the floor, right?
Right.
And have all this space.
And a pile of sweaters on the floor.
Right.
Yeah. So so to review, phase one is a lot of that, your mental and emotional energy is going towards making decisions about your stuff. And in phase two, your mental energy is going towards, you're kind of designing your space now, mm-hmm, because you've already decided what stuff you're working with. But phase two, you're like, okay, where are they going to go?
Yeah.
Right.
Your needs assessment. Okay. Yes. All or right. How you can make it more efficient. Mm-hmm. Because you, like, okay, so for our business, I'll share something with this. So we had, for our business, we have these tinctures that we sell, and they were in a plastic bin with a cover, so we could stack the bins on top of each other to maximize the vertical space. Mm-hmm. However, that's not so efficient because every time you want something on the bottom box, you need to take the other ones off and then open the cover. So we knew we needed to get stackable, open containers.
Top, yeah.
So that they can stack on each other, but there is a hole that you can just reach your hand in and pull the product out. And there you have it. Okay. All right, that's phase okay. two.
All right.
All right. So phase three, we will come back and share with you. All right, so before we get into phase three, so another overview of just phase one, you've gone through a broad sweep overview of decluttering. That's amazing. By phase two, you've gone through another level of not only that other level of decluttering, but implementing the tools you need to organize your space in a better way. So you're almost done, basically, with the heavy, heavy lifting.
Mm-hmm.
So now phase three is cleaning.
Okay.
This is the part you like, Toast.
This is the dusting and getting into the corners. And
yes. So try to avoid doing it in phase one or phase two. I know you're going to want to, and it's going to feel like it's efficient, but mm-hmm. just stay focused. Stay focused on your task because you will have time. Have okay. a specific phase and time when you're cleaning physically. And being able to devote just to this one thing is going to make it even better.
And
better results.
I don't know if I was like not following the phases very well, but I know when I was building the shelves for the closet.
Oh yeah, you weren't.
I was cleaning at
you
the same
cleaning.
Time.
You started cleaning. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
But that's how it goes sometimes. Yeah.
So okay. phase three is cleaning. So that would be vacuuming, dusting the spaces, getting into any existing pieces of furniture and just getting into the grooves, like really doing a good cleaning. And if you are woo-woo and you enjoy that kind of thing, then you would also do a nice saging.
Okay. So phase three is pretty cut and dry.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Phase three is cleaning. Now phase four.
Yes, okay. phase
so
four.
So remember in phase one, we had the unsure bucket?
Yes.
And, you know, you come across an object, you know, sentimental or not, that you're like, I'm not sure if I want to keep this. Mm-hmm. I might need it.
Mm-hmm.
Just not sure right now. So you toss it in the unsure bucket. Well, here in phase four, we come back to that bucket. And
yes.
it is time now to
decide.
Yeah.
It's kind of
like
the
next. It's kind of like the next elimination round in American
yes.
Idol.
But what's so great is that that's all phase four is about. So it's a very focused phase.
You have to get into decision
this
mode.
This is all you're doing. So you're not going to be multitasking. You're not, you know, going to have to do something after this moment. You know, so you are going to go through the box.
And you might want to revisit your values before you do so.
You might want to.
And I like the piece of advice and perspective Sienna shared at the tail end of last episode, which was...
Oh, the just in case?
Yeah. Mm. If there is an object where you're like, can't decide if I want to... Maybe one filter to think about it in is, could I replace this
mm-hmm.
for, you know... A minimal cost to me,
yes.
whatever that might be to you.
Right.
You know, how easy would it right. be to replace it?
Yes.
Because if it's really easy, maybe just let go of it.
Yeah, let go of it. Let go of it. So as you go through your unsure box, I think at this point, there are going to be some things when you're going to be ready to let go of, because the whole process of decluttering is one of letting go. And so you're going to have some practice with the easy yeses, easy nos. And so by the time you get to phase four, where you are making decisions on this unsure box, a lot will be sure, but you will still have things you're not sure of. So for these things, put them in another box appropriate to whatever size of things that you're unsure about, and put it away, put it out of sight. Label the box, but put it, maybe it's on the top shelf of your closet, maybe it's somewhere in the garage. But here's the thing. Set an alarm, and it can be a calendar notification. Put it in your calendar for 1 year from this date to revisit that box. And then at that point, when you revisit it, you will either realize, I don't need this stuff, or you might go, oh my gosh, that's where that thing is, and your heart's going to leap, and then you're going to know, okay, I got to keep it. But whatever it is, put it in a box, put it away, revisit it in 1 year, and put it in your calendar.
That way you have a plan.
That way you have a plan.
Instead of just letting it sit in the corner of your bedroom. Yes.
Right. All right. Last phase.
We're here. We're at the last phase. Yay! We made it. Phase five. Okay. Phase five is, remember back in phase one, we had the donate bucket and we had the throwaway bucket? Well, phase five is simply donate that stuff.
Yeah, take it, like physically go and take it
throw
the things away. If it's a bigger piece, or say if it's like electronic waste, find where you can drop that off and go, physically go. Schedule.
Sometimes it's a big project to even just do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But schedule this. This is what phase five is about. Like, actually complete it. Do not create another pile, another two piles of things, your donation and your throwaway, and just keep it in the garage
for months.
Do not do
that. That's wrong.
This is it's simple enough to just go and just tie the loop on it. Tie the loop. So that's what phase five is about. And anything else in your keep section that you still need to put in its place, this is the time to do that. But hopefully by this phase, you've done that. Mm-hmm. Because you have your organizational tools, all the things.
Okay. So congratulations. You've gone through all of the phases.
You have. Yes. Okay.
So let's...
It's very exciting.
Let's
you
just...
do a quick review?
Step back. Yeah. Let's just step back and do a quick recap so that hopefully it feels nice and tidy and clear and doable.
Yes.
Okay. So five phases. Phase one. Get your buckets ready. You might need big boxes for this, or you might just need a little space on the floor or on your desk. The buckets are for things you want to donate, or things you want to throw away, or things you want to keep, or things that you're just not sure of yet and you're not ready to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And still in phase one, you're going to do a quick start, a broad covering as much as you can to put each object into one of these four buckets. And in phase one, you're going to naturally start realizing, I think I might need, in order to stay neat and streamlined, I'm going to need some supplies, whether it's a desk organizer or a closet organizer or a shelf or stuff like that. You're going to just start noticing that. But that's all in phase one. So there's the most things in phase one. In phase two, you're going to continue sorting and stuff, but phase two is really focused on getting the supplies that you realized you needed.
Yes.
To stay organized.
Yes.
Make best use of your space. Phase three, this is where we turn our attention to cleaning. So dusting, wiping surfaces, vacuuming, really getting
even that
really
creates a lift. Yeah.
Yes. And in phase four, we return our attention to
the unsure bucket.
So after that time of cleaning and clearing out, you're going to be in a better mental space of like, I'm ready to make decisions again.
Yes.
Because that is the...
You're going to exercise that muscle.
It can be really tough to make those decisions. But here we give you a little break and now you come back to making those decisions. And we also give you a little out, because if you're still not sure, we have a plan for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is to put all of your unsure items into its own box and schedule a time in your calendar a year out to deal with it.
Yes.
Okay. But that's a very intentional act. And that is phase four. And finally, phase five, cross the finish line by actually donating the things or actually, you know, disposing of them in a responsible as possible way.
Yes.
That's it.
And you've done it.
Yay! Congratulations! You have reached the level.
All right. Hopefully you found that helpful. We encourage you, if you feel like, I need to declutter, start.
And it can take you know, it can take like an entire day and days.
It can take days. It yes, take for sure, that. Days.
It can. It really can. Yeah.
And be okay with that.
Yeah. You're going to feel the difference.
Yes.
You do it like thoroughly. Oh my God. You will feel
You're
going
to feel so good.
Yes. So thanks for joining us. We hope you found this helpful. And most of all, be kind to each other in the process.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got it. You're going to do great. It's going to feel great. And this is all a part of living your love story.
Are you ready to ignite your best life and illuminate the world? I'm Stephanie James. I'm a motivational speaker, transformation coach, and psychotherapist. And what lights me up is helping people just like you create the greatest versions of themselves. On my podcast, Igniting the Spark, I will help you ignite your joy and reach new heights in your personal and professional life. Join me for some incredible conversations with authors, spiritual teachers, and other influential thought leaders to help guide you on your way. If you are ready to stop playing small, join me for Igniting the Spark on the mindbodyspirit.fm network or wherever you get your podcasts, and ignite your best life.